Hi, I'm Phil Bliss, a business visionary. Welcome to Stop, Think, Focus, Execute. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Marianne Baldwin, Raleigh City Councillor, Vice President of Holt Brothers, and founder of Innovate Raleigh. Marianne, why don't you explain a bit about yourself to our viewers first?
You know, I have a interesting background. I'm a journalist. That's how I started my career. Moved into marketing. I've worked for several startups, which is always exciting and challenging. When the recession hit, without a job for the first time in my life, and kind of had to reinvent myself. Out of that, grew my own experience as an entrepreneur, and also ran for city council. I've been doing that now for my ninth year, established with Terry Lomax from RTI, this little thing called Innovate Raleigh. And it really served as a catalyst for entrepreneurship and innovation in our region. It's been really exciting.
Do we start at the recession? You probably your first and largest Stop, Think, Focus, Execute moment.
Well, you know, recession is really hard, but that is the ultimate Stop, Think, Focus, Execute moment, because your whole life changes. And, you know, being able to adjust to that and saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and then execute it. People thought I was crazy starting my own business, but that was actually a great time to do it because people wanted to hire me, but they couldn't afford to hire me full time, but they could hire me in chunks. So it was a way to start that business and move things along.
I'm totally with you. My most successful businesses have started at the bottom in recession. You can't go any further down. There's only one way to go.
Yep. Well, I think a recession forces you to stop. So if you're talking about this whole stop, think, focus, execute, it's a way that forces you to do that.
What did you do in terms of the
business? I primarily did marketing and consulting. Mm-hmm. What I really specialize in is branding. So helping companies brand themselves and really tell their story. And that's how I ended up at Holt Brothers.
Why Holt Brothers? Why did you step out of something you were doing and making a living from? Mm-hmm. And what was the thinking behind that?
I basically said, I can really help these guys. And that was the part that was exciting to me, was really about building a business and growing a company.
Tell everyone a little bit about the business. I mean, what was exciting about it?
For the viewers who don't know, Terrence and Tori Holt, former NC State football stars, they went on to the NFL. Tori is probably one of the greatest wide receivers to ever play the game. So having them come back here and start their companies, construction company, a development company, football camps, and a foundation. So I run the foundation. We help children and support children who have a parent with cancer. You know, one of the things I love about this, it is allows me to have that soft side, the making a difference side. Mm-hmm. That's really important to me. It's one of the reasons why I ran for city council. And it's one of the reasons I stepped into this role, because to me, making a difference, getting things done, executing is really important.
4 or 5 years ago, you founded Innovate Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
People started coming to Raleigh and asking us questions. We're thinking of starting this, and we're thinking of starting that. What should we do? We're like, wait a minute. We don't know what the community should do. Let's ask the community. So Innovate Raleigh was really an outgrowth of community building. We were trying to figure out, do we even have an entrepreneurial community? When we looked at the numbers, business starts and whatnot, we knew that we had that community, but it was so dispersed that there was no density. You know, if you look at communities that are successful with their startups, it's born out of density. So what we really did was we started, I call it a movement, Innovate Raleigh. It brought together entrepreneurs who then really were the ones who stepped up and started building this. So when I talk about community building, that's what Innovate Raleigh was really all about. And, you know, we're talking about stop, think, focus, execute. Mm-hmm. We're at that point now with Innovate Raleigh. It's 5 years old. It's changed a little bit. I think we've gotten away from the community building, and I think we have to refocus on that. How do we continue to engage people? This is about them. Mm-hmm. It's not about Innovate Raleigh. They're the ones who actually execute.
Interesting.
Help it.
That's really good, because what that shows is, you know, you started something that's been successful, but you do have to stop again.
Absolutely.
If you don't, you will go past success.
We actually had a retreat yesterday, City Council, and that is actually one of those stop, think, focus, execute moments. And one of the things that we realized in talking is that there were a lot of distractions. And those distractions, I mean, part of it was HB2, which the legislature enacted, which was very controversial, continues to be controversial.
Yes.
So you have to stop and say, how do I govern in this environment? How do I send this message that nothing about Raleigh has changed? We are a very diverse group of people. We embrace everybody. We had an incident where we had a police shooting here. And it really, you know, it makes you really stop. And you have to really
look at
everything all over again and say, what are we doing right? What are we doing? What can we do better? Those are the things that happen in life that make you, that distract you from the track you're on. But at the same time, life makes you address those issues. And those are the types of things that we've had to deal with. But yesterday was kind of a reset where we said, you know what? All of this has happened, but we still have to focus on the job of the city.
Well, it's the perfect thing. I mean, you retreated, you gathered around, and you faced the problems.
Yep, and one of the things we talked a lot about yesterday was being in the weeds. It's real easy for people to get down in the weeds. I think that most people, that's where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Sometimes things drag you down there, but you know, getting back to the strategic planning, the visionary level, you know, that's where great leaders need to be.
That advice is actually consistent with, you know, a lot of our subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of stop and think.
Yep.
Usually you've gotten too close. You know, you're being granular when in actual fact you've got to be encompassing.
Yeah.
That's a big part of the stop process.
Well, too, when you're an entrepreneur, oftentimes you have an idea and it comes from your background. So maybe you're a chemist or maybe you're an engineer. Your idea really comes from who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to also stop and think and and focus, and maybe the focus is, you know what, I need to get out of my way and put somebody else in a position who can run my company while I do the technology side or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's always reevaluating and understanding where you fit.
It's exemplified by the successful people that do that actually step aside and bring in a chief operating officer or something like that to run. I'll do the thinking, you do the running.
Yeah.
A very common executive practice in terms of entrepreneurial executive practice.
You know, City Council, we're the board of directors. We set policy. Our city manager runs the city. So if you look at it that way, that's a whole entrepreneurial streak in and of itself.
I hadn't thought about moving it up to city councils.
Well,
really was focusing on entrepreneurs, but you're making a really good case for us going and knocking on some city council doors.
Well, you know, some people could probably really benefit from that because, you know, what you're doing really is running something. And it doesn't matter whether it's government, business, a nonprofit, which I'm involved in all three. So, Phil, one of the things I learned that I think would be really helpful to entrepreneurs, that really is about stop, think, focus, and execute, is, you know, everybody gets caught up in doing annual reviews or whatnot. That's rubbish. What everybody should be doing is a monthly stop, think, focus, and execute.
Absolutely.
What I have always done was meeting with folks on a monthly basis. Here you have the strategic plan, you have it all in place, but stopping every month and saying, what are the 3 to 5 things I need to do this month to be successful? What are the 3 to 5 things I need to do as part of a team to help my company grow? And if you can stop and do that on a monthly basis and really make it part of your culture, you're going to learn how to be successful and you're going to learn how to execute.
I totally agree with you. If anything, I would say it's a daily basis, but there are daily things and monthly things. So yep. I get exactly what you're saying.
The other thing is on that daily basis, you know, you have your checklist. Don't start with the easiest thing. Start with the hardest.
So Marianne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And I'm sure our viewers got a lot of good advice and hopefully some laughs out of it as well. And to all of you, I'm Phil Bliss. Stop, think, focus, execute. And you guys out there, learn to multitask. See you again soon.